Today is Thanksgiving. This is a favorite time of year for me. Since I was a child, I loved this season, the time to stop and take a measure of what life has given in this fair land and then gather with family and friends to enjoy the bounty of physical life. It's Thursday, Thanksgiving 2006. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Thanksgiving is the quintessential holiday for Americans. It has a very long history. It's steeped in presidential proclamations that began in 1789 when George Washington gave the first one, and he wrote this. He said, "Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor." Every president afterwards issued proclamations, and in 1863, in the midst of the American Civil War, Abraham Lincoln issued a proclamation that set Thanksgiving to be the last Thursday in November, and that's why we observe Thanksgiving in the way that we do today. Let me read just a bit of what Abraham Lincoln wrote in 1863 in that proclamation. He said, "The year that is drawing toward its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. No human counsel has devised, nor has any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, has nevertheless remembered mercy. It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwells in the heavens." And so on October 3, 1863, just a few months after the horrible Battle of Gettysburg and a few weeks before Lincoln gave his famous address there at that battlefield, he set his hand to commemorate and to set the fourth Thursday of November every year as a national day of thanksgiving, and that's why we do what we do today. Once when I was in grade school on Thanksgiving, in the Thanksgiving season, we put on a play, and I was called upon to read a passage from the Bible of that time. Psalm 95 was selected, and I remember reading it with mixed understanding. I'd like to read just a bit of that scripture to you today as a part of our Thanksgiving remembrance and celebration. As we look at each phrase, just think of how it puts us into a frame of mind as we look to God in humility and joy. In Psalm 95, beginning in verse 1, it says, "O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, and let us shout joyfully to Him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods, and in His hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand." That's through verse 7 of Psalm 95. Very appropriate Thanksgiving psalm. Personally, I look upon our national Thanksgiving holiday as an inspired testimony for all Americans to set a day to consider that God has given us the great blessing of this nation in this land. It's fashionable today for critics to go on and criticize America for many reasons. But for all of our faults as a nation, perhaps the greatest is that we have forgotten God, the true God. Our greatest sin is one of idolatry. We've replaced the true God with gods of our own design. We don't know who God is, nor what He has given to us in this great land, and we do not know that we are the descendants of Joseph, inheriting the birthright promises first given to Abraham. That's why we occupy the choicest land on earth, and that's why we exercise unparalleled power in today's world. So today, as you scarf down the turkey, the dressing, and I hope it's cornbread dressing, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie, stop and remember who you are, where you live, and the God who gave it all. It's a great God who is bringing to pass a great plan, and we have a divine insight into His purpose. Happy Thanksgiving. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.